Hi, I'm Isabella Gianni with the Colorado Springs Daily, and today is July 16th, 2020. Our first segment today will talk about Governor Polis's executive order mandating masks. Our second story today is about 99-cent tutoring. And our last story of the day is about the annual Off the Street fundraiser. Our first story today is about Governor Polis's executive order mandating masks. Polis says the mandate takes effect at midnight tonight and applies to everyone over the age of 10. Masks will be required in all indoor public spaces, and owners or managers of a public indoor space must post signs at entrances instructing individuals of their legal obligation. There are some exceptions for those who cannot wear a mask medically or are hearing impaired or disabled, where an essential part of communication is to see the mouth, are exempt from this order. More exemptions outlined in the order are individuals exercising alone or with their social group, and face covering would interfere, those seated at a food service establishment, and those receiving a personal service that requires the temporary removal of the face covering. Polis said the state has a choice between more mask wearing or hurting the economy, meaning shutting down businesses again as the state did at the beginning of the pandemic. Polis mentioned earlier this week that a mask mandate would be difficult to enforce, but he said that data showed wearing masks helps against COVID-19. He reiterated that wearing a mask is not the only step that needs to be taken, and that Coloradans need to continue practicing social distancing as well as washing hands regularly. The executive order also states it does not prevent counties or municipalities from issuing more protective standards. Polis described the state of COVID-19 cases in Colorado as, quote, alarming, unquote, and that wearing a mask is, quote, not a political statement, end quote. Our second story today is about two college students who recently graduated from the Discovery Canyon campus. They are now back home and want to help students by offering tutoring sessions for 99 cents. Caleb Neal and Arjun Kudinor co-founded Tutors for Change, a grassroots effort by the two college students. Neal and Kudinor are building a team of volunteer tutors who are donating their time through 99-cent online tutoring sessions to help students across Southern Colorado to overcome the challenges they faced during coronavirus closures. Neal says, quote, "It was 99 cents an hour, and if we're being frank, we don't care about the 99 cents. We will do it for free," end quote. Tutoring students in subjects ranging from math to science to English, the goal is to give families and students access to tutoring sessions who might not have been able to afford it otherwise. Kudinor says, quote, "I want to be a professor when I grow up. I love to teach, so it's really an obligation and duty for me to teach others," end quote. Tutors for Change hopes to add both student and volunteer tutors to help students overcome uncertainty and take back control of their educational journey. If you'd like to join this effort to bring affordable tutoring to students across Southern Colorado, or if you'd like to sign your student up for one of these sessions, please visit the website www.tutorsforchange.org. Our last story today is about The Place Youth Homeless Shelter hosting its annual Off the Street fundraiser to raise money for homeless youth in Colorado Springs. Over 300 young people are homeless in this community, according to the organizers, and many of them live on the street. Over the past 5 years, almost 1,000 people have gathered under the Colorado Avenue Bridge for the Off the Street fundraiser. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, this year the fundraiser is being held virtually. The place's executive director, Shauna Campanen, says, quote, "We need folks to step up because every young person deserves a place to belong," end quote. This year, the place hopes to raise $189,000 for their cause. Thank you so much for listening today. I'm Isabella Gianni with the Colorado Springs Daily.